Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One of the fun parts of doing the show with you, Tony, is having an interview with Steven Strasburg, like we did there, and then go back and be able to look it up right there on Baseball Reference for the history books.
What's that?
Tony Gwynn Jr. against Steven Strasburg. 2-for-3.
Yeah.
Victory for you on that one.
I was a Dodger.
You were with the Dodgers against him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love being able to... I don't know. Baseball Reference, I can get lost
At that point, it was just about bragging rights. Like, I'm a yeah. C. Strauss. I know I'm going to see him beyond just his field.
Right.
I want to at least
have something
have
to hang
that
your hat
in
on.
My back pocket.
Have something.
But Steven's also not the type of person that I would use that on because he's just.
Nah, he's one of the nicer guys.
He has a lot of humility.
Yes, that's a perfect word to describe him. And it's the last word I would use to describe Scraby, but
wow.
The reason I
what did
made,
I do?
He came off the top rope from over here.
I'm making the transition.
What a transition.
Well, because if you listen, we had our Gwynn and Chris overtime is what we're calling now. Our new segment that is extra content. We put one out yesterday after the show. So if you heard that, you'll know what we're referring to. If you didn't, I invite you to listen to it because you'll enjoy it. It was a fun segment. But part of it yesterday was that Scraby went to Burger Lounge and got a hamburger and fries and put it in the back of his car and drove home, picked up the bag, and all the fries went through the bottom of the bag because obviously oil had leaked there on his way home. I just got a sandwich over here, and I showed Scraby that there was some juices leaking through the paper on this one. But fortunately, I was aware enough to make sure my sandwich did not fall through the paper.
No, he just stumbled across it because Tony was sitting here, and he was like, hey, look at this.
Well, that's the funny thing, though, is that sandwich has been in that bag for
a lot of hours.
Guess what? That sandwich is wrapped much different than the fries were wrapped in my bag because the fries weren't wrapped in my bag. Yeah. So I'm convinced of this.
The fry condensation.
The condensation. You're going with that. Because it took me 15 minutes to get home. The condensation in the bag wet the bottom of the bag. When I picked it up, everything fell out.
You will hear this story. Go to YouTube, and you can see the Gwynn and Chris overtime from yesterday. You'll get some laughs out of it. But it is amazing to me that the people at Burger Lounge had a ready explanation for you about the condensation, and you're now buying it hook, line, and sinker.
They weren't like saying that was the God's honest truth, but I looked.
What other kind of truth were they saying
right,
it was?
Fine. I Googled, why did my fast food bag break? And I wanted to see what was up there. And the condensation was
AI
the,
told you condensation?
It wasn't AI. I went through a Reddit post.
Okay.
But
there's absolutely no question
better.
In my mind that this
most
was.
You went through a Reddit post.
Say it's the condensation from the French fries in the closed bag that causes this to happen.
And maybe so. But everybody out there worth their salt would have noticed it before they put the bag down.
Can somebody else chime in on this? Like, we've all got fast food. We've all kept the bag closed.
This is, and we've all had a little moisture at the bottom, but we're careful when we pick the bag up.
Never have I ever picked up a bag after only going from point A to point B. I assume this is a burger lounge near the crib, right?
It was on the way home, so it was like 15 to 17 minutes away from home.
Oh, now it's getting 17. By the time he tells the story next week, it'll be an hour and a half trek through traffic.
15 to 17 minutes. And I also set my pickup time, and I was about 5 minutes late from the pickup time, so it was in the window.
Again.
So the condensation had time to break down the bag.
You should have noticed it before you put it down. That's what we said.
What did you say? User, it was an error yesterday. You said user something.
Well, just user not paying attention. Basically, what it was.
Okay. Tyler says, I had my Chipotle do that once. Had to park a block away from our place, and halfway there, the bottom just tore out. Pinto beans everywhere.
Sorry about that, Tyler.
Sounds like Tyler's one of the extra loaded up burrito
guys. Yeah,
that
had a lot of stuff on it. It was oozing out the sides. All right, check out our Gwen and Chris Overtime. It's
I
on YouTube. Search Gwen and Chris. You'll find it. You can watch it. And also make sure you sign up to be part of our Gwen and Chris Overtime so you don't miss the next one.
I can't wait until one of you guys picks up a bag one day.
It's
and
never happened.
Karma. Food,
never
food karma.
Food karma, huh?
You know why it's never
it's
happened?
It's funny. None of the stuff that happens to you happens to us.
I got a great explanation why it won't happen. Do you know why it won't happen to us, Scraby?
Why?
It's because... most likely, our wives had said something to us that is making us extra aware of that bag and that the food coming in the right way.
All right. Okay, that might be true.
100%.
I'm going to do this in the camera. So this is what Tony and Chris want me to do. And I have my lunch bag.
Okay.
They want me to, you know, go in the back of the car, be like, oh, is there... oh my gosh, there's moisture on the bottom. I need to make sure that I secure
this. Well, first of all, the way you pick the bag up puts you in difficulty.
He's already
right
in trouble.
How would
he's
you like me to
trouble.
Check for the moisture on the bottom if you don't pick up the bag?
Slide the hand underneath.
You now Boom. Want me to slide
I'm
my
just
hand
saying.
Underneath?
I'm just saying, if you're worried.
This is the most ridiculous. You guys are ridiculous.
You clearly didn't pay attention to the bag at all when you picked it up. You didn't notice the condensation that had built up at the bottom of the bag.
No, it's never occurred to me in my life that my bag would break, and my fries went all over the sidewalk, and it was a heartbreaking moment.
Burger Lounge did everything right. You did nothing right.
I bet. You know, it's not. Burger Lounge got caught up in this thing for no reason. It's not their fault.
We know. We are telling you it's your fault.
If I would have gone to any burger place,
it would have been your fault.
It could have been the same thing.
It would have been your fault.
Someone said beef ribs.
Oh. Those you know are going to have some juices flowing through the bag.
Oh, yeah. Sam dropped a salad one time. I do remember that. Everybody's reminiscing about...
Sammy Levitt?
Yep. Drunk food.
Okay. Food is not to be wasted.
Tyler has a conspiracy. Corporations are getting cheaper and ordering weaker paper bags. That is 100% true.
Fair
Everybody
enough.
Has some truth to it.
I will go along with that one for sure. All right. We got a little Daily Gambit. Some wins and losses last night. Let's see what happens.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I have some injury news on the World Series real quick, or I guess just World Series-related news. Jesse Rogers tweeting, not sure if he is being forthright, but Blue Jays manager John Schneider said he has not decided if he'll walk Ohtani intentionally in the first inning. So that's the first piece of news.
He's definitely not being forthright. And why would he tell Mr. Rogers that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
George Springer is, quote unquote, hour to hour.
He's not in the lineup. He's not in the starting lineup. They just released it.
He's going to be on the bench.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like he needs to be.
I don't think he's.
They're going to play Bichette at DH, and Kiner Falefa will get the start at second base.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think he's playing. This is
I wouldn't
oblique.
Think so.
He runs
unless
the risk
bring
of
him
actually.
Up in like a, they might bring him up in like a Kirk Gibson desperation moment. Yeah, you know, late in the game.
I don't think that's possible. His Kirk Gibson was a knee. If one swing. At the way that George Springer swings,
he could
tear that whole thing up.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, don't want that.
Ooh.
I mean, I guess if you're going to tear it, though.
Might as well be the World Series.
Might as well be the place.
Dodgers were -1.5 on the run line last night. Tony and I went Jays. Dodgers win 6-5, but Tony and I win the bet.
Dodger fan Chris took the Dodgers.
That's true.
Yeah.
Over, under 8 runs in last night's game. Total score, you guys went under, I went over. It went 11. Total bases, even though Vlad had, I think, 27 at-bats last night, he only had 2 total bases, and Ohtani had 12 total bases.
That's unbelievable.
So Tony and I chose Vlad. Chris chose Ohtani. Kansas City -10.5 over the Commanders last night. Tony and I chose Chiefs. You chose Commanders, Chris. The Chiefs won 28-7.
Well, because they cheating refs. You know. We already discussed that earlier.
Bulls -2.5 over the Hawks. All 3 of us chose Bulls. The Bulls won 128.
Break them up, Tony. 3-0.
Bulls, looking like something right now.
Playing okay at the beginning, for sure.
Austin Reaves, the White Mamba, over under 28.5 points in the game. I said under. Tony said over. Chris, I did not get yours.
I did go over.
Okay.
Yes,
so. All right. Well, you had 41. Yeah. And then finally.
Hillbilly Mamba at it again.
Oh, it's the Hillbilly Mamba. It's not the White Mamba. Seattle Sounders against the Minnesota United. Who won the game? You guys said Sounders. I said Minnesota. Minnesota won.
Oh,
well, in a penalty kick.
Yeah, PKs.
Nobody scored in the.
Yeah, it was 0-0, 3-2 PKs.
Yeah, so Minnesota takes the 1-0 lead there. I don't know that we have time to get to today's picks, so we'll hold off on that for just a second. I do want to talk. Tony and I talked about this before the show that we wanted to talk about it, and then we've gotten on to every other subject as we often do. But I do think there's some really interesting news to talk about with this college football. I'm not a fan of Sankey, the SEC commissioner.
I want to talk to Sankey.
He's too powerful. You know, he just lords over everybody. But I hope they listen to him right now because he's trying to get the NCAA to turn back the rule that will allow college athletes to gamble on sports. Again, we'll discuss what the NCAA's reasoning for this was in the first place. Doesn't hold up.
Nope.
So hopefully they'll listen to Mr. Sankey because they only got a few days left. It's supposed to go into effect November 1st on that one.
It's getting crucial.
Well, I mean, the gambling thing is rearing its ugly head, unfortunately.
Yes,
all right, we'll finish up the gambit. We'll talk about the gambling, might as well, in the gambit segment. And then the Fantabulous Sports Game Show's at the bottom of the hour. Right now, we take a break. Sometime in the break, you'll get a check on traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yep, don't know this Halloween movie, horror movie either. Which one is this?
This is Terrifier. It's my new one.
Terrifier.
You remember the, you know the clown guy, the shirt I wear? He's wearing sunglasses. Art the Clown.
Yeah.
I wear it all the time.
What's the name of the clown?
I only
clown?
Know the black shirts you wear.
What's the name of the clown in It? Oh, Pennywise.
Yeah, Pennywise.
Yeah, that's a freaky guy.
Terrifier, great.
I bet.
Movie.
Yeah, of course. Why would it be anything else in your estimation?
Great.
If you have been with us, Scraby has never disliked a movie in any way, shape, or form.
Can you name one movie that you just could not stand?
That you would not recommend to somebody. You'd say, don't, that's not going to work.
Give me a
for
second.
You.
I will be able to.
See, I got one for sure.
What?
That stupid Emma Stone one a couple years ago.
It was kind of weird. Poor Things.
Poor Things. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a pretty terrible
so
movie.
Horrible.
You saw that one?
I didn't even make it through. Like,
I had trouble making it through. I wanted to leave.
I might have to watch it now.
Don't.
No, don't.
Well, you can. I mean, you'll be after a half hour through, you'll be, Chris was right.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it's
Emma's
not
Emma's a friend of
yes,
the organization.
Yes, but you're not
going
to like how she's portrayed in this movie at all.
Well, it's art, man. It's art.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, she's playing a character.
I get you, but you're not going to make it through it.
Real quick, this hour is brought to you by Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today, with APRs as low as 0% and tons of new Toyotas on the ground. No tricks, only treats during the Trucktober sale. Event happening now only at Toyota of Poway or online at toyotaofpoway.com in the heart of San Diego.
Kayla says you guys have to open your third eye for Poor Things.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
No.
We don't have third eyes, I guess.
I've opened it in other movies. I didn't want to watch this movie. It was cringe.
I'm afraid to ask. You said you opened it in other movies?
No, I don't know what I'm talking about.
You know what movie? I'm going to move us right along.
I don't know what movie I'm talking about.
Is really terrible, actually, is that Johnny Knoxville movie called The Ringer.
Okay.
Where I didn't see that one.
He
speaking of Johnny Knoxville,
competes
though,
in the Special Olympics so that he can win and win money in the betting world.
I want to say Johnny Knoxville is the new host of the new Fear Factor.
Yes, and that is perfect.
I saw some things that made my skin crawl in some of the previews for it.
Ugh.
Yeah, not a fan.
I used to love that show.
Joe Rogan was the host at one point, wasn't
he? Yeah, look what happened to him.
Blew up.
Yeah, he's more rich and famous than ever.
I know. It's a good stepping stone for him.
Yeah.
Is there anything you guys wanted to go to in particular?
Well, we're going to do the gambit.
Oh, that's right. We got to
real quick, you get your picks. Let's start with Dodgers -1.5 again. Last night, Toronto lost by 1, so they were the winning side. I'll go first. I'm going to take Toronto. I think they gained a lot of confidence with that game last night, and I think they are going to get a game here. Tony.
Blue Jays.
Toronto. Scrape.
I'll go Jays.
Yeah, we're all betting against only Shohei Ohtani. Smart.
Hey, he has to have something that doesn't go his way, right?
No
at
kidding.
This point.
All right, how about Shohei 6.5 strikeouts over under Tony? Sounds like a winner, but yeah. You never know. Blake didn't make it the other day.
Yeah, I'm gonna say under.
Under. Crazy.
Going full on Blue Jay today.
All right, Scrape.
His legs are going to be tired from the 18-inning game, so I'm going to say under.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take my free money here over. All right, Shohei versus Vlad. Now, this one, there's some strategy. We're going runs, hits, and RBIs. The question is Shohei going to even get a hit or an RBI or get a chance to get any of those? So, let's see. Scrabby's first. Runs plus hits plus RBIs.
If the Blue Jays win, Vlad has to be big. I'll say him.
Vlad this time. I'm going to go Vlad just because I don't think Shohei's going to swing the bat. Tony?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Shohei versus Vlad. Runs plus hits plus RBIs.
I think it's kind of silly for me to keep picking against Ohtani, but he may not hit today.
Right. That's why I'm taking Vlad.
Yeah, go ahead and give me Vlad.
Vlad there.
By the way, they had some excellent fruit cut for them late in that ball game. I don't know
really?
Where they, I don't know.
They showed it. It was pretty tasty.
I don't know. They must have got this fresh from the produce.
I think they went out in the seventh inning and bought it and brought
it
in.
It looked like it.
Yeah, it was fresh off the cart.
It was nicely cut and everything. It had a nice little platter they brought it out to guys.
They had like walks and.
I mean, it wasn't like they had some. I mean, I think Joe Davis made reference to it. He's like, there's some fruit on here that I don't even know exactly what kind of fruit it is, basically.
They went to Pamillions in the. Have you guys ever heard people call it Pavilions, Pamillions?
No, I haven't.
Because you have to have millions of dollars to shop there.
Yes. I haven't heard that.
I hadn't heard that either.
Not because I. Yeah, why would somebody tell me that? I don't have the money. All right, go to the NBA. There are 4 undefeated teams left. One of them is the defending champs, OKC. They're 4-0. Favored by 9.5 at home over the Kings. Kings have been poor. Getting whipped pretty regularly here. I'll take OKC. Tony, 9.5 for the Kings. Maybe it wasn't the Bulls that were bad. Maybe it was just Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan that didn't work there. I don't know. They haven't done much in Sacramento.
Give me the Kings.
All right, take Sacktown. Scrabe, you're a Bay Area guy.
No, not a Kings guy, though.
Okay, OKC.
Yep.
One of the other undefeated, the Spurs are also 4-0. The 2-3-0 teams are the Bulls, shockingly, and just as shockingly, maybe the Sixers, who are favored by 4.5 at Washington tonight, Tony. Sixers minus 4.5 at Washington.
They got that easy.
Easy for the Philly. To go to 4-0.
Wait, Sixers, right? We're talking
basketball.
Yeah,
you're taking right? Sixers. Scrabby?
Sixers.
I'll take Washington there just because maybe Philly's due for an off night. Giannis minus 4 points, rebounds, assists. Minus 4 against SGA. Giannis has been off to a ridiculous start. I think he's gone 35-20 in both of his games or really close to it. SGA, of course, is scoring about 40 a game. And it is Scrabby first this time. Giannis minus 4.
I'll go Giannis. He is doing crazy.
Going to take Giannis.
Greek freak.
I'll take SGA for the hell of it. Kings don't guard anybody. And we can't miss Conference USAtion.
Oh, yes.
Tonight, little football. Red hot, Kennesaw State. They've won 5 in a row. They're a 11.5-point favorite tonight over the 2-5 UTEP Miners.
Ooh.
I've been getting every one of these wrong lately.
These are hard games because
we have no idea
what the teams are like.
I'll take the Owls again, Kennesaw State, but I got to give a lot of points. Tony.
UTEP.
The Bear, Don Haskins, would have been happy with you. Scrabby.
UTEP.
All right. You got him.
Someone texted me with another terrible movie that I forgot I hated.
What was it?
Battlefield Earth.
Oh.
One of the worst movies of all time. Yeah. It's like a John Travolta thing. It's so bad.
Can't say I saw that one.
You don't need to.
Yeah, I didn't see that one either.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
There are a lot of movies that are really not great.
There's a lot, but you just
apparently
love
haven't
them,
seen
though.
Any of them.
Yeah. Oh, I typed in worst movies ever made. That movie Geely with Ben Affleck.
That is
and
always
Jennifer
on that list.
Oh yeah, that one was.
There's another one
bad.
On that list almost every time. Ishtar. Warren Beatty and
yes.
Dustin Hoffman.
I remember Ishtar.
When.
Catwoman, Halle Berry's Catwoman.
Yeah, it gets on there too. But
wait, people are sending these in right now.
No, they're
he's looking up a list.
Okay.
Yeah, but there
oh, the one that Ice Cube just did, War of the Worlds, where he's like he's only on Zoom in the movie.
I haven't seen that one.
I watched about 5 minutes of this movie and it was bad.
Hmm. Well, if you get the kiss of death from Scraby, you might as well just forget it.
You might be the worst movie of all time if I say it's a bad movie, because I love...
Right, you love them all.
I love bad movies.
And you do. You love bad, but the thing is you don't tell us they're bad.
No, you say they're
you
good.
You say it's a great movie.
No, that's a
you
good
should,
one.
Right, you should tell us that it's bad, but you just kind of liked it.
Well, like Problem Child is the 17th worst Rotten Tomatoes
not true.
Movie.
Not true.
Thank you.
Not true.
That is not... Problem Child is a great movie.
Wow, there it is. Academy Award winner, Problem Child.
I wouldn't go as far as great, but it wasn't a bad movie.
Yes,
I enjoyed
you.
That thoroughly.
I'm looking. I don't see anything else that I recognize.
Did anybody do a full dive into the celebrities that were at the game last night, and how many of them stayed 18 innings, if any?
Zero.
I don't know.
I did not.
Justin Herbert was there with his new gal.
He's everywhere these
Madison
days.
Beer is her name. I think she's a singer.
Yes.
Model singer.
Yes.
I think that's the law if you want to go out with an NFL quarterback. Pretty much model singer.
Like Josh Allen's Haley Steinfeld.
Justin Herbert's new girl, Madison Beer. Mm. Pat Sajak was there.
He was there.
Jason Bateman. There.
What movie did Josh Allen's...
The new one.
Sinners?
Sinners, yeah.
Oh.
She was legit in that. She was good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to see it then.
There's a great movie for you.
It was
Scrape.
A good. It was a good flick.
It has actually gotten very good reviews. I've seen good things about that one.
Good, actual, real good.
So
movie
you probably
there.
Won't
oh,
like
it's a
it.
Horror movie.
It's right up your alley. It's a vampire.
Right
movie.
Up your alley.
Oh, did I give that away?
Oh,
sorry. For
yeah, that's a, that's. I think that's a secret, isn't
now
it?
Now I can't watch the movie.
Tony.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
All right, we'll take a little fantabulous game show action when Gwen and Chris comes back. Okay. We're back, Gwen and Chris. 3:35 the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Steven Strasburg was on with us a little earlier. Brand new special assistant baseball coach at San Diego State. Fun talking with him. World Series continues tonight. The bleary-eyed Blue Jays and Dodgers game 4.
The what-eyed?
Bleary-eyed after last night's
tired eyes.
Bleary-eyed, tired eyes. 7-hour game.
Yeah.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine. Coronado, La Jolla, dining, takeout, spiroscuisine.com. Last week, Scraby won the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Let's see if he can make it back-to-back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you. at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
I'm gonna go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Got an extra pen over there, sir?
Sure.
Tony's turned into me, and I actually have a pen now.
Hang on. I'm gonna go over here and get another one.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. No problem. My
pens
pleasure.
Are like gold in this place.
Yeah, and in this game, they're important. I don't know that you're going to need them too much today. I'm not going. I mean, keep them. You never know. Because I've been going confusing categories lately. Today, I said, know what? Straight up, simple category today, but not easy to get the answers. There are 21 correct answers. First person to 11 will win. Three strikes. You get a strike, obviously, if you get one wrong. And I think there will be some strikes today.
Oh.
The category. Top 7 fantasy point football scores at the quarterback, running back, and wide receiver position.
Currently.
So you got to go. We're almost halfway through the season. Got to give me a top 7 quarterback or a top 7 running back or a top 7 wide receiver. 21 answers in all. And this is total fantasy points, so not per game. And it's also, you know, the ESPN, pretty much the regular scoring I think that most people use. All right? So,
why is it that every time we do this, I completely blank on...
On who's playing fantasy football?
Yeah.
Well,
see good. If you can... I hope you never remember.
Tony, you can go first today because you are the defending runner-up.
Jonathan Taylor.
Is so far really out in front one. Right now. He's got 220 points. It's actually closer than I thought. He's only 23 ahead of the next best running back, but he's the only player in fantasy points with over 200, and he's got 220. So that is correct. Tony's got one. It's great. Who do you got?
I'll go Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs. You barely got there, believe it or not. He's seventh among running backs.
Even after like his 40-point output last?
He's got 142. Remember, he didn't play this last week.
There's a little bit of a strategy in there.
Well, there could be. I'm just saying. I'm not saying everybody on here has played 8 games, but remember, some guys have only played 7 because of the bye. Anyway, Gibbs is correct. He's seventh among running backs with 142 points. We're tied at 1. Tony.
Pat Mahomes.
Where do you think he is in the quarterbacks? Just off the top of your head. He is on the list, but where would you put him?
4.
Just on your top. 4th, Scrape, you got? What do you think Mahomes is?
Just like 2?
He's number 1.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
I wanted to say 1, but...
Yeah, he
I figured since you were asking, it had to be something not 1.
He's number 1. He's 20 ahead of the second place quarterback. Mahomes is usually not a great fantasy quarterback, but he certainly has been this year.
He hasn't been for like the last 3 years.
Right.
But there was when he came on the scene.
No, he was putting up major numbers.
Nasty work.
All right, 2-1, Tony. Category today, top 7 fantasy points currently at the quarterback, running back, wide receiver position, Scraby.
Christian McCaffrey.
Already blanking.
No, Christian McCaffrey.
He's second in the running backs. You know, everybody gave up on him this year. Don't draft CMC. He'll never make it. He's second to Jonathan Taylor, and he's 40 points ahead of the third place guy.
Wow.
So you got Taylor and McCaffrey, and then pretty much everybody else at the running back spot right now. We're tied at 2, no strikes yet.
I'm going to take a risk here.
Tony with an early risk.
How about Daniel Dimes Jones?
Oh. That is a risk, but it's not as much of one as you think. He's fourth among quarterbacks with 163 points. He is having really – we talked about Taylor yesterday as the MVP because I think he's the focal point of the Colts, but they wouldn't be anywhere without Daniel Jones playing to the level he's played at, for sure. All right, 3-2. Tony on top, no strikes. Scraby, you're up.
What about Drake May?
Drake May is ahead of Daniel Jones. He's got 174 points. He's third best quarterback. I think you could have won, you know, a few bingo cards on that one. That's a terrible thing. I don't know what that means. a few bingo cards on that one?
You can win some free bingo cards. Yeah.
That was, but... I guess what I meant...
checked himself on that.
Well, it was so bad. Yeah, I guess what I tried to want to say was that he's just surprising to see both Drake May and Daniel Jones
there. That's what you were trying to say.
That's what I was trying to say, but I didn't. 3-3. Drake May was third on the quarterbacks, by the way. You've named 3 quarterbacks and 3 running backs. You guys haven't touched the wide receiver category yet. Top 7 at each of those positions in fantasy points. Tony. No strikes yet.
Wide receiver has been a little interesting.
Josh Jacobs.
He scores a lot of touchdowns.
He's 8th. Didn't quite make it. First strike. Jacobs is 8th. He's just below Jamar Gibbs. He does have 9 touchdowns, but...
not enough, huh?
Not enough on the yardage.
Wow, that is crazy.
So Josh Jacobs is the first strike of the game. Going to Tony. Scraby in a 3-3 tie.
I'm
going to
go with Achan.
Devon Achan. Yeah, I remember I told my wife to draft him in the spot she was in. She's like, he's third.
It's probably because she heard how bad you talk about the Dolphins all the time.
Seriously.
He is the only good player they have, and he's been good. He's third in points with 157. That is correct. Scraby takes the lead 4-3. Tony, try to get back even here.
Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson isn't even in the top 10.
I know. Believe it or not. He was complaining over the weekend.
He's not close. Tony's got 2 strikes, and Scraby's closing in here. Remember the category today, top 7, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, total fantasy points through week 8. And you guys have named 3 quarterbacks so far, 4 running backs. You guys have not yet named a wide receiver. So there's 7 of them there for your choosing. But Tony's up against it now with 2 strikes. Scraby, you're up.
Twice?
Well, that's it. You've struck out 3. I've been out.
You already
hit
it.
I didn't. Oh.
You gave a double buzz there.
Jerk. let me go with the guy that I hate the most right now.
And that would
he be. Already been named. I kid Patrick Mahomes already. You don't need
Jackson
to...
Smith and Jigba.
Well, brother. I think you really hate him just because he's on my team, I feel.
No, he's on the Seahawks. That's why.
Well, he's on the list. He's second among wide receivers with 156. He's having a very nice year. Scraby, 5. Tony, 3. Tony on the doorstep. Has to get this right to stay in the game.
I'm just going with it. George Pickens.
Oh, okay.
Man.
That's good.
You think he's good?
Yeah.
He's third. 148.
Don't play like that.
Stepped in nicely.
Don't play like
when
that.
Lamb was out. Pickens got a lot of points there. All right, 5-4. Tony's still in the game. 2 strikes for Tony. Top 7, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, fantasy points. Scraby hasn't missed one yet.
Come on, Scraby. It's time, buddy.
It's time to Scraby.
It's time to do your thing, buddy.
Time to Scraby.
Let me think. Let me think for a second.
You're doing pretty good so far, Scrab. You've been good.
What about Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford, 10th.
Really?
On quarterbacks.
Yes. Oh, man. I thought
there's one.
Number 10.
No.
First strike for Scraby. You want a double buzz to even out the buzzing?
Since you like buzzing.
All right. Tony's still on the doorstep, but a little closer. Trailing 5-4 in scoring, but the doorstep is of more concern right now. Has to get this answer correct to stay in the game. Tony.
How about Baker?
I thought about him. Just was not sure.
I'm not sure either.
Game is over.
Wow!
And Scraby has won again.
Whoa!
Baker's ninth. Surprisingly. Tony's in shame. I don't blame him. You were honestly, they showed a video of Donald Trump dancing when he got to Asia. Yes. And that wasn't much better right there, Scrape, I must tell you. Scraby wins 5-4. You left a lot of points on the table, but it's a weird year. You guys did leave some, you know, pretty popular guesses, but I understand you don't think of them all.
What about?
Let's go to quarterbacks first.
Herbert.
You got first, third, and fourth. Justin Herbert is sixth. He would have been good.
What was the top five?
Seven.
It was top seven. Jalen Hurts was number two. Bo Nix, number five. Justin Herbert, number six. Josh Allen, barely there at number seven.
Wow, forgot he played football for
a second. Evidently.
Literally just talking about his wife, too.
The surprising one to me, you guys mentioned Mayfield and Stafford, but Dak Prescott's only eighth. I thought he would have been
He plays for the Cowboys, so that's
all right. Running backs, you guys named the top three, Taylor, McCaffrey, and Achan. Number four is Bijan Robinson.
I forgot about him, too.
Number five is a guy who scored a lot of touchdowns, Javonte Williams for Dallas. Number six, I think you would have gotten eventually, James Cook of Buffalo, having a good year. And you guys got number seven in Gibbs. Josh Jacobs just missed, as did Saquon Barkley. It's surprising to me.
Saquon, did he change his name to the casino?
What is it? Saquon. Sorry. All right, I'm going to ask you a trivia since we have a minute. Who's the number one wide receiver, would you think? You guys named number two and three, Smith and Jigba and Pickens. Who do you think is leading all receivers in fantasy scoring right now?
Is it my guy for the Bears?
No, he's not even in the top 10.
Is Bears. What?
Who's the Bears?
Wide receiver? Ndunze?
Ndunze, no. Not top 10.
From the Chargers?
Yeah, McConkey. That's
McConkey. He's actually, McConkey's behind Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen's number eight.
Really?
This is a name that you should
get. Egbuka?
Egbuka's seventh. He's on there. He's on the list. This is the most obvious answer, and this is why you're not thinking of it, because it doesn't seem like he's having that good of a year. But he's number one in fantasy points for wide receivers. He's fourth.
You better not say A.J. Brown.
AJ's not there.
As much complaining as there.
No, not AJ.
Devontae Smith?
Devontae Smith. No, he's 10th.
Okay, give it to us. I can't take it anymore.
He's the number one receiver in the whole thing. Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like he's having that good of a year.
No, that's why I didn't pick him because.
Yeah. It's just that his team sucks right now.
But he's put up some eggs in the beginning of the year. But
yeah, he's number one.
I think he threw up one egg. He's been scoring ever since.
Yeah, the other ones you missed, St. Brown, as you just said, fourth. Puka, still in there. Puka Nacua, fifth. Surprising to me, Michael Pittman, Colts, sixth, and then Egbuka, the rookie, seventh.
You know, I got to say, a lot of those guys are on Chris's team, which tells you how he's doing.
That's why this guy's putting up 150 every week.
Leading tight end, anyone?
Tucker Kraft.
Second.
Oh, and all I thought.
In fantasy scoring, Tucker Kraft is second.
It's not Bowers because he's been
I don't think you'll get this one either. I'm shocked.
Is it Goldert?
Could be.
No, Goddard's had a good year, but no. I didn't.
Oh, Ferguson?
First. Dallas.
Jake Ferguson. Even though he had a zero on Sunday.
Did he?
Yes.
Well, he still got the lead there.
Brian Schottenheimer said, things are going to change after that Sunday game.
Okay. Are they going to stop it? Well, you know, why don't you
can
give
they
Matt,
stop a
while
nosebleed?
You're at it, give Matt Eberflus a raise because he's doing such a great job.
I think Eberflus is going to be removed from his job.
I don't understand.
I saw a great clip.
They deserve what they're getting there.
Akil Talib?
Yes.
He's got that gridiron show, and his host today, aside from Skip, used to be the Redskins.
Quarterback?
No, head coach. Jay
Gruden?
Gruden.
Jay Gruden.
Jay
okay.
Gruden was on there, and I only brought it up because you brought up coaches and Eberflus. Talib Akib Talib said something along the lines that Eberflus is trash. And he was like, well, you can't blame Eberflus for that. He's like, you're just saying that because you're a former coach. You don't want to be taken
no
to blame
kidding,
for it.
Man. You got to blame it on Eberflus. The guy was the most confused coach in the history of sports last year.
I swear I did not
and
realize
after that,
he was a
you like go,
guy.
Well, yeah, let's bring him in. It's your first ever head coaching job.
It's very Jerry Jones. That fits the criteria right there.
Why? To have somebody who's not good?
Look at his head coaches he's hired the last three times.
I mean, that just seemed like an easy one. I mean, in any job, I mean, don't you interview somebody and you go, okay, what happened in your last job? How come you're outlooking? You always ask.
They hated me. It had nothing to do
right.
with me.
What would Matt Eberflus's answer be?
I think you try to go in if you had a pass like Eberflus that you don't bring it up. You're like, I hope they don't ask.
But you're going to get asked, and what are you going to say?
Apparently not.
Well, I messed up the Thanksgiving Day game worse. It tarnished the Bears' image forever. It was so bad.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was bad.
That was really rough.
All right.
On Thanksgiving for everybody to watch.
And everybody watching it was doing the same thing. Is this like really happening? Is there something we don't know? You know, like maybe there's something they got on the screen wrong. Nope, it all turned out to be what we thought.
Pretty on point.
Yeah, but anyway, that's the Cowboys situation. Thursday Night Football coming up.
Who we got this week?
You don't want to miss it, Scrabe.
Oh, another Thursday night barn burner.
Ravens.
Oh.
Dolphins.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, Lamar Jackson's coming back.
Of course.
There you can tune into that at least.
Of course. Lamar Jackson's coming. The Dolphins might have had a chance to win if.
And he said that every game now is do or die. So he's going to be very well motivated.
We're going to get run over.
Who, Lamar said that?
Yeah.
Just keep putting up fantasy points. That's all I care about. The guy, I almost said him because the first four games of the year, he scored over 30 points.
And yeah. Then he had to sit down
not
for
enough.
A few.
Not enough to join the leaders at this point. And the fan, who you said I have everybody on this list. I have Bijan, I have Cook, Smith and Jigba, and Egbuka, those four.
Yeah, those are four. Really good, good players though. To have on your team.
Yeah, no kid.
Pretty good. But I'm 5-3, so nothing
so
incredible. You're 5-3. Tony, you're 4-4, I think. 5-3, maybe.
4-4.
Chris, you're also done with the survivor pool.
Yes, the Dolphins knocked me out.
Your own team.
Yeah, I picked the Falcons this past week. I want to congratulate my neighbor, Ryan. He's the only one of the people I know that is still in it. There are 13 people left. Ryan has already told me he's picking the Rams this week, which is smart. They're hosting the Saints. And the Saints announced today they're starting that rookie quarterback.
Show, right?
Show is making the start.
Show.
Making his first start.
I know. It'd be nice to actually see some clips of him throwing a football and, like, looking regular because after he got drafted, you know that?
Oh, yeah. He's the quarterback.
The clips of him rolling around, like, throwing weird passes.
He also had he's very photogenic.
Yes.
He's very
What's that
just
mean?
Type in his name and say pictures.
I don't want to.
You'll be able to
I really want to now.
Oh yes. It's a good search, Chris.
It is a good search, I will say.
I do searches during the commercial break, yeah. But I will not be searching that one.
Why not?
I don't want to.
We're not
see
trying
him.
To get you into a trap.
Right, no,
I
it's not,
see
it's
a
not.
I don't need to see a handsome quarterback.
Oh.
I'm good.
I'm good, he says. All right,
Gwen and Chris, we got some Chris versus the fans. Chance to maybe go to Las Vegas. Enjoy a Jerry Seinfeld performance. Pretty good prize. If you like a chance at winning it, you got to dial into play.
833-288-0973.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.